Shalom, everybody. In this week's Parsha, we hear the last three of the 10 makos that Hashem brought on Mitzrayim. And the ninth makah is that of Choshech, darkness. This plague was a terrible plague for the Egyptians. They couldn't move. But even more than that, the Torah says in Perek Yud, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Lo ra'u ish es achiv, people couldn't see each other. The Egyptians were isolated, alone, silent, all communication between people came to a halt. No one had friends, no family, no society, no support system. A terrible plague. And the Medrash on this Parsha in Shmos Rabbah Parsha Yud Dalet Piska Beis asks the following fascinating question. Meheichan haya hachoshech ahu? Where did that darkness come from? What was the source of that terrible darkness? And the Medrash gives two answers. Rav Nechemya says, Mechoshech shel Gehenim. The darkness in Egypt came straight from Gehenim. That terrible isolation came straight from Gehenim. That's Rav Nechemya. However, Reb Yehuda gives another answer, which is, at first glance, quite perplexing. Reb Yehuda says, where did that darkness come from? Mechoshech shel mala. The darkness in Egypt came from heaven. And Reb Yehuda quotes a pasuk from Tehillim in Mizmor Yud Ches Pasuk Beis, Yashes Choshech Sisro, Hashem made darkness his screen, his partition. It's incredible. The Makkah of darkness, which plagued the Egyptians with loneliness, which prevented them from being together with anyone else, that very plague came from a heavenly darkness? Mechoshech Shel Mala? What does that mean? This question was asked by Rabbi Norman Lamb, who died in the year 2020. He was the former president of Yeshiva University, and he asked this in a speech he gave on this parsha in 1959. That speech is found online in the Rabbi Lamb archives, and it's also found in his book on the Yamim Tovim called Festivals of Faith, and he says the following beautiful idea in that book in the beginning on page 200. And 19. When a darkness like this falls on a person or on a community, when each person is separated from others, when there is a loneliness that prevents one person from feeling with others, that is indeed a terrible plague. It can be devastating, but that same darkness can be a blessing. It can indeed be Mechoshech Shel Mala. It can be a precious opportunity to escape from the loud scuffle of life and the constant pulls and demands of life. It is in that kind of solitude, in what Rabbi Lamb calls, quote, the intimate seclusion of a person's own soul and heart, end quote. It is in that kind of solitude where a person gets to know himself or herself and where they ultimately connect so closely and so deeply with God. Loneliness can be painful, but it can also be precious. That very same darkness that the Egyptians viewed as a plague can be Mechoshech Shel Mala. And Rabbi Lamb said those words in 1959, and how much more are they true today, where everything we do, everything we say, every smile, every frown is plastered across multiple platforms on social media to be viewed, to be downloaded, to be judged, and of course to be shared. Where's the privacy? Where's the quiet? Where's the inaudible communion with God? It's not on social media. It's with me and me alone. And if a person cannot appreciate that, then it can indeed be a plague. Depressive loneliness is a plague indeed, and we daven for anyone who experiences that. But the Egyptians didn't experience that. They were in a plague of their own making. They felt that if they couldn't gossip or chatter about every little thing, if they were alone, chas v'shalom, with their thoughts for even a moment, then they were tortured. But we can view this as a choshech shel mala, as a blessing, as divine, where we can think and create and be alone with our own thoughts as we develop ourselves and our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Rabbi Lamb says this idea is exactly what is found in the Abarbanel. Rav Dan Yitzchak ben Yehuda Abarbanel, who died in 1508. The Abarbanel says this on the very first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says, Moshe kibel Torah misinai. Moshe received the Torah at Har Sinai. But the Mishnah literally says, Moshe received the Torah misinai, from Sinai. What does that mean? He didn't receive the Torah from Sinai. He got it at Har Sinai. But the Abarbanel says that the way Moshe was able to receive the Torah was precisely from his solitude on Har Sinai, his separation temporarily from the throngs of people, from the demands of leadership, from the societal pressures, from communal responsibilities. There at Har Sinai, Moshe received the Torah. The Torah says in Parshas Yisro, in Perek Chav, Pasuk Yud Zayin, U'Moshe Nigash El Ha'arafel Asher Shama Elokim. Moshe approached the darkness where God was. It was from the solitude of Har Sinai that Moshe was able to receive the Torah. From the divine darkness, from the Choshech Shalmala. Have an amazing day, everyone!